Morning, everyone. Well, they were great speeches from the three candidates, four actually, with Eileen as well. And the good news is, it isn't a dream anymore because it's reality. So many people, especially on social media, said that this party wasn't going to survive, that it was an ego trip for two men, which it certainly wasn't, and it's certainly not an ego trip for the people in the room. To do what we are doing is actually quite difficult, to put yourself out there. Who would have known that to be in public life requires so much of your life to be thrown across newspapers, sometimes in such inaccurate ways, sometimes in ways that you may just want to lock yourself in a cupboard, close the door, and never come out again? But who knew that we'd feel such pride when we look around the room today? Pride at stepping up and facing people and saying, no, no more, no longer. Basil said that the Assembly were useless. Basil was wrong. They're worse than useless, these people. And he's not often wrong. They should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely, deeply ashamed. When I look at my little children and I think about the future of our country, I really worry. When I listen to them on the radio or watch them on television, I deeply, deeply worry. These people are not even leaders. Sometimes you can't even understand what they're saying. Sometimes they are a disgrace to Northern Ireland. I'm not ashamed of telling them that, and I will tell them that. Because it's about time that the decent, genuine people of Northern Ireland stood up and said, you do not represent us. We've stepped back for too long, saying that we're not going to get involved in politics, because some of us thought that maybe we'll just get tainted with it, especially from a business point of view. All of the business people I know say, are you crazy? That's the end of your business career. No longer. Once you get involved in politics, Tina, forget your business career because you're tarnished with one side or the other. It's like something you might catch at Stormont. That's not what politics should be. Politics is about getting better lives for our people, about building for the future. We are 16 years since the Good Friday Agreement. I say to those people, give us it back. What have you done with it? You've done nothing. You've created more division. And actually, the party in government, the DUP, they didn't even vote for the Good Friday Agreement. So what on earth are we doing as a nation? And I couldn't say much better about Sinn Féin, quite frankly, because all they care about are their parties. They do not care about Northern Ireland. So the good news is, there are enough of us in this room. It's not a dream anymore. 47 people that have never been involved in politics before. That's no accident. What we're doing takes real courage and conviction and commitment from people who have never done it before. And in 25 years' time, if we look back and they say, MI21, they didn't get anywhere, you'll be able to look in the mirror and say, do you know what? I stood up. I gave Northern Ireland a chance. I did it for my kids. And if they don't vote for it, more fool them. They've got to vote. They've got to stop complaining about Stormont. They've got to vote for change. Look at the breadth of this party. We have people from the police, people from nationalist communities, people who are victims, people who are Northern Irish, ultimately, people who first, foremost, centre, front and forward, put their society first and their politics and their culture and everything else should come second. And that's what true politics is. True politics is when you put people first, when you treat people with respect, when you treat people dependent on how they are as people. So, well done. Stop getting closer to me. Well done to all of you who took a step just like I have. And I know probably Basil's right, your friends and family. I know my husband's still scratching his head wondering how did all of this happen. He wants to go back to Hertfordshire. So well done, everybody, for taking the step. I'm going to be out there banging on the doors and everything with you. And just all let's support each other and make sure we remember why we're doing this. We're doing this for Northern Ireland and nobody can have a go at that. Thank you.